So in Hilchot Sfirat HaOmer, im nizkar beben hashmashot shelo safar, let's say a person remembers during ben hashmashot, between Shkia and Tzet HaKochavim, he remembers, oh, I did not do Sfirat HaOmer yesterday, yispor achshav bli bracha, that moment, even though it's after Shkia, the halacha is that he should do the Sfira of the day that he forgot, without a bracha, ve'achar tzet ha-kochavim yispor sfirat ha-yom haba bi-bracha. So he can still save himself to be able to continue after tzet ha-kochavim with a bracha. Ve'davka toch 13.5 dakot, ve'lo be'ben ha-shmashot shel Rabbeinu Tam. When we say that you can still do the sfira of the day before by ben ha-shmashot, it means the early ben ha-shmashot, the ben ha-shmashot of 13 minutes after Shkia, within 13 minutes, after Shkia, not the ben hashmashot of Rabbeinu Tam that takes you till the night, till 72 minutes after Shkia. V'nachon shebeofen kaze, zot omeret, if someone, let's say, remembered that he didn't do the sfira the day before, and he remembers 40, 50 minutes after the Shkia, that's it, it's too late. V'nachon shebeofen kaze yizaher shelo yispor ha'omer b'chol yeter alelot, ela le'achar tzet ha'kochavim shelo yeket tarte de satre. Rabbi Ovadia writes, in Chazon Ovadia, someone who this happened to, that he had to save himself by saying the Sfirat HaOmer after Ben HaShmashot, and then after Tzet HaKochavim, he said the next night, from now on at least, in that year, he should make sure to do the Sfirat HaOmer after Tzet HaKochavim. Why? So that it shouldn't be a problem of Tarte de Satre. What's Tarte de Satre? If he's going to, tonight, what did he do? After Ben HaShmashot, he did the Sfirah of the day before. That means he wanted to hold that now Ben HaShmashot is still Yom, is still a continuation of the day. The next day comes to Beit HaKnesset and he does the Sfirat HaOmer of the night during Ben HaShmashot. Ah, so now Ben HaShmashot is night time for you. Etmol ze haya Yom, arshav ze laila, des etarte de satre. Make up your mind. So therefore, someone who had to do this, he should be mikabel al atzmo, that the rest of the Sfira he will do after Sfirat HaOmer, kacha she he considers Ben HaShmashot adain Yom. Im shachach belel shishi lispor, ulemachorat itpalel arvit vekibel shabbat mi beod yom. Yispor HaOmer achshav beli bracha, ubetzet hakochavim yimne et ha-sfira shel ha-yom haba bivracha. This is even a bigger chidush. He forgot Thursday night to do the Sfirat HaOmer. The next day on Friday, when does he remember that he forgot? After he already did Arvit of Shabbat. Now, when did he do Arvit of Shabbat? He was Mikabel Shabbat early, right? So after Arvit, it's still daylight for him, but it's already Shabbat. Now he remembers, oy vavoy, I didn't do yesterday, last night's Sfirah. Is there still hope for him? Yes. Even though he was mikabel Shabbat, but still b'metziut, it's adayin yom. He can do the Sfirat HaOmer of the day before, and then after Tzet HaKochavim, he's going to do the Sfira of the upcoming day. We could have said that because he accepted Shabbat, so now it's already nighttime for him. Once it's night time, זה כבר היום הבא. מה תספור את היום שלפניכם? אבל הוא קיבל את... אני מסביר את אהבה מינה. אהבה מינה הוא, בגלל שקיבל את השבת, אז אולי זה נחשב כבר לילה. ההלכה היא כמו שאתה אומר, שזה עדיין, even though he accepted Shabbat, it's still daytime. Still daytime. מה רצית לומר?
מה עם תמימות?
לא, לא, הוא הציל את היום שלפני כן, אז ככה שיש רציפות. העניין של תמימות, הפירוש רציפות, יש לו. הוא המשיך את זה, הוא לא הפסיק. אם הוא היה, if he would have forgotten till the night time, now there's a problem of תמימות, according to. הכותב במכתב, היום כך וכך לעומר, ושכח לספור בפיו. סופר בשאר הלילות בברכה, שכתיבה חשיבה כדיבור. ואף אם נחשוש לחולקים, איקה ספק ספקה. שם ההלכה שהכתיבה כדיבור, בשם ההלכה שכל לילה היא מצווה בפני עצמה. Let's say one night, in the night, a person is sitting down to write a letter to someone, and he writes with his hand. He wants to write the date, so instead of the date, he says, "Hayom shisha ve'esrim yom la'omer." Then he realizes after that, and what happened? And he forgot to do the sfira bepeh, which means he wrote Hayom shisha ve'esrim yom la'omer, and then he let the day continue until the next day, and then he realized, "Rega, yesterday I didn't do the sfira." But he remembers that I wrote the sfira. Is writing considered like he said the sfira? So there is a machloket. It's a well-known machloket in the Acharonim if ktiva is kedin dibur or not. Tshuvat Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the beginning of his Sefer Shelot Tshuvot. So Rav Uvadia and Chazon Uvadia says we can rely on the opinion that says ktiva kedibur, and he can continue the rest of the nights with a bracha. Because even if you'll tell me, according to the other opinion, that ktiva is lav kedibur, you have a sfek sfeka. Safek, maybe the halakha is ktiva kedibur, hare hu safar. Afilu im timatze lomar, even if you want to tell me that the halakha is ktiva lav kedibur dame, maybe the halakha is like the rishonim that say that every night is a separate mitzvah bifne atzma, and you can continue anyway. So this sfek sfeka we already saw, that it helps to continue doing Sfirat HaOmer with a bracha. Mi sheshal oto chavero le'achar ha'shkia, kama alayla le'sfirat HaOmer. Well-known halakha in Shulchan Aruch, someone, your friend comes to you after shkia, and he says, what's tonight, what's the number tonight? Yeshivenu etmol hayakach. You have to tell him, don't tell him, halayla kach v'kach, because now it's already the time of Sfirat HaOmer. And if you say it, you already yotzei dechova, you lost the opportunity in with doing it with a bracha. So you should say, yesterday was 26, and therefore he'll know, provided that he's yotzei aktsat cheshbon, he'll know that what's the next night? It's 27. By the way, if someone, let's say right now, before shkia, if someone asks, what's the sfira tonight? Lechol adeot, bli ba'ayot, you tell him, alayla, it's 27. And bayot. Why? Because you didn't do any sfira. It's zelo azman shel sfira. We're talking about if a person comes to you after shkiat hachama. Mikol makom. Now, however, let's say the person did not know or he forgot this halacha. Someone comes to him after shkia, asks him, what is the number? And he says to him, so there are a few other ways out of it. Im lo amar hayom. Let's say he didn't say the word hayom. He said, Shiva ve'esrim yom. He didn't say hayom shiva ve'esrim. He said shiva ve'esrim yom. O kiven beferu shelo latzet. Or let's say another thing. He had in mind when he's answering his friend beferush ani lo yotzei yedechova b'tshuvati achshav lechaveri. Or a third way. Heshiv mispar hayamim b'li hashavuot. He just said shiva ve'esrim yom. He didn't say shehem shelosha shavuot v'shisha yamim. Bekulam, in any one of these cases, chozer umvarech le'atzmo, he can do the sfira that night for himself, bivracha, mishum sfek sfeka, because there is a sfek sfeka in this case. Because you have... Yesh kama sfekot. Ulai halacha... Ket. כן, לא, הוא יודע שהוא ענה לחברו, אבל אולי ההלכה שאם לא אמר היום, לא יצא ידי חובה, ולכן יכול לברך, כן? אולי ההלכה שאם לא כיוון, שאם כיוון בפירוש שלא לצאת. So there's a few ספקות over here, ממילא, in this case, חוזר ומברך לעצמו. י' ב', ולכן, אם אמר לחברו אחר שקיעת החמה של יום למד ב' לעומר, אל תאמר תחנון כי היום לג בעומר יוכל לחזור ולספור בברכה. למה? כי לא ספר שבועות וספר בראשי תיבות. Let's say after שקיעה of לג בעומר, a person tells his friend, don't say תחנון in מנחה because היום זה לג בעומר. אוי ובוי, האם אני יכול לעשות, can I do the ספירה tonight with a ברכה? Yes, you can. Why? First of all, you didn't say, you didn't say hayom, but בוא נגיד אמרת היום. אמרת היום לג בעומר. The answer is, first of all, you said it with ראשי תיבות. You didn't say שלושה ושלושים. You said לג. מה זה לג? So therefore, lo sofrim kacha ita omer. So therefore, you're not yotze. You can say with the bracha. And also, you didn't say the weeks. You didn't say shehem arba shavuot v'chamisha yamim. You just said ayom lag baomer.
So that's the key, actually.
Huh?
That's the key.
Therefore, it's okay. Of course, it's kedai litrachek mize v'lomar etmol haya lev laomer. Ken? Tagid lo lamed bet. It's beseder. But if a person said ayom lag baomer, he still can say the sfira with a bracha. Hasofer yamim velo shavuot, o shavuot velo yamim. You counted days, not weeks. Weeks, not days. O sheta'a b'mispar hayamim velo b'mispar hashavuot. O b'mispar hashavuot velo b'yamim. Or let's say you made a mistake in the count of the days, but you said the number of weeks correct. Or vice versa, you made a mistake in the count of the weeks, but in the days you said correct. Im nizkar be'oto layla. So now, if that night you remembered your mistake, again, let's say you did Sfirat HaOmer with the Bet Knesset, and you said it in a way that's mistaken. How? In these ways that we just said. Either you said the day without the week without the day, you made a mistake in the week and but not in the day, you made a mistake in the day but not in the week. Later on that night, you should repeat the Sfirat HaOmer correctly without a bracha, u'shar hayamim im bracha, in the rest of the days with a bracha. Vegamim lo nizkar. Now let's say he didn't remember that he made this mistake. Sofer bishar hayamim bibracha mishum sfek sfeka kedina mesupak. He continues the rest of the days with a bracha also because of sfek sfeka. Just like a person who had a sefek. Number one, maybe each day is a separate day by itself and therefore you could continue with the bracha. Number two, maybe the halacha is like the opinion that says that all you need to say is the yamim and if you made a mistake in the Shavuot, it's okay. So therefore the sfira was good. So therefore this is also a case where you can continue the next days with a bracha. Im eno yodea cheshbon shel minyan ha-sfira. Let's say a person does not know the number of the night. En lo et ha-davar hazev, en lo sidur. He doesn't know. Upatach al dat lesayem et ha-bracha kemo shishma mechavero. So he starts the bracha. Baruch ata Hashem. But he has in mind, אני לא יודע את המספר, אבל יש לי חבר טוב לידי, מה שהוא יגיד, אני אגיד. Whatever he says, I'm going to say. So that means, at the time when he's saying the bracha, he doesn't know what day it is. After the bracha, he's going to hear what his friend says. ושתק עד ששמע מחברו וסיים כמוהו, יצא. And after the bracha, he kept quiet for a second. He heard his friend say, היום שישה ועשרים, או היום שישה ועשרים, He's yotzei yedei chovah. Umikol makom. However, lechatchila en lo levarech, ela imken yodea mitechila eze yom hayom. However, a person lechatchila should not begin the bracha unless he knows what the day is. She'asu lehafsik afilu bishtika ben habracha la mitzvah yoter michdei dibur. Why? Because if you're going to start the bracha like that, you're going to have to stop after your bracha and wait a few seconds to hear what your friend says. That's maybe a problem of a hefsek. Now, b'di'avad, it's not considered hefsek. Why? Because you stopped for the purpose of the mitzvah. You wanted to know what to say. Az lo nechshav hefsek. But lechatchila, it's better not to do that. Always a person should begin the bracha first by knowing, check first, what day am I about to count? Yes. נשים פטורות ממצוות ספירת העומר הועיל ויש לה זמן קבוע. ואם רצו לספור בלא ברכה רשאיות, ועל פי הסוד אין להם לספור כלל. Women are patur from the mitzvah of ספירת העומר. Since the mitzvah of ספירת העומר has a set time during the year, it's only during these 49 days, therefore it's considered a mitzvah תעשה שהזמן גרמה. You know, there is a Chidushei Ramban in Masechet Kiddushin. The Ramban makes a list of the mitzvot ase shelo hazman grama. And you know what he puts on that list? Sfirat HaOmer. So it's a famous kushya on the Ramban. What do you mean? How could you call this mitzvah shelo hazman grama? Ze dafka b'tkufa hazot. So it's a famous question on the Ramban. Some of the Mefarshim say ze taut sofer. It's a mistake, you have to erase it. But there are... But זה עדיין הזמן גרמה, זה עדיין הזמן, אפילו אם זה חודש שנה מעובר, מה זה משנה?
זה לא בזמן קבוע.
זה כן, זה בזמן קבוע. זה רק מיום שני של פסח עד ערב שבועות. לא משנה איזה שנה שתהיה. גם בשנת היובל. אני רק...
I'm not talking
about the halachot of the seder now. I'm talking about ספירת העומר. ספירת העומר. Is ספירת העומר מצוות עשה שהזמן גרמה or not? So בפשטות, it is. I'm just telling you, the Ramban, there is a famous Ramban, that many of the Charonim tried to be mitpalpel, to be miyashev. How could the Ramban call ספירת העומר מצוות עשה שלא הזמן גרמה? So there are תירוצים for that. I don't want to get into it right now. אבל בפשטות, it's הזמן גרמה. Therefore, women are פטור. Halachically, if they want to do the ספירת העומר anyway, they cannot say the bracha, they only do the ספירה. היום שישה ועשרים יום לעומר, שם שלושה שבועות וחמישה ימים. However, על פי הסוד, the בן איש חי רב פעלים, and other פוסקים, רבי בן ציון אין עולה ציון, חלק גימל, he says that על פי הסוד, על פי קבלה, women should not do ספירת העומר at all. At all. Everybody, according to his שורש נשמה, has a קשר with a certain מצווה. Women, על פי קבלה, their שורש נשמה is not קשור to the מצווה of ספירת העומר. They don't need it. And they're not מתקן any תיקונים when they're doing the ספירת העומר. And therefore, על פי הסוד, not even without a ברכה, even just the ספירה itself, they shouldn't do the ספירה. קטנים, מצווה לחנכם לספור בברכה, ואפילו שכחו לספור, ממשיכים לספור בברכה. דקטן אינו מוזהר, על לא תיסה, וחייבים לחנכו במצוות. There is a מצווה of חינוך. On the קטנים, part of the מצווה of חינוך is to show them, to get used to train them, to do ספירת העומר. And therefore we train them to do it with a bracha. Just like is the case with any mitzvah that they do mishum chinuch, they say with a bracha. Let's say a boy is being mitchanech to put on tefillin a month before or 6 months before his bar mitzvah. Is he allowed to put on the tefillin with a bracha? Absolutely. Is he allowed to put on tzitzit with a bracha? Absolutely. Even though he's not chayav in the mitzvot, but because of the din of chinuch, it's mechayev the bracha. Ad kedei kach, Rav Ovadia writes in Chazon Ovadia, by the ketanim, even if let's say he forgot one day, and he wants to count the next day, can he do it with a bracha? By the gedolim, that's it, he lost the bracha. By the ketanim, because of the din of chinuch, he can say the bracha, because the bracha is not on the mitzvah, הרי הוא לא חייב במצווה, he's not חייב in the mitzvot. The bracha is on chinuch. So therefore, the chinuch is mechayev the bracha. Katan sheigdil beemtza yemei ha-sfira ve-na'asa bar mitzvah. A famous pulmus in the poskim. Famous question in the poskim. Katan sheigdil beemei ha-sfira. You know how much was written on this question. A boy who became bar mitzvah in the middle of the days of the Omer. Let's say he became bar mitzvah today. So now what's the question? The question is, can he continue the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer with a bracha or not? Why is that a question? Let's say up until his bar mitzvah, he was mitchanech to do, and he didn't forget one night. He did every night Sfirat HaOmer like a good boy. Now, the question is, can he continue with a bracha? Why is there a question? Because what he did till now was not begeder bar chiyuvah. He was not a bar chiyuv. He's not a person who's chayav, who's obligated in the mitzvah. It was only mitam chinuch. Now when he's going to continue to do Sfirat HaOmer, the entire definition, the entire status of his mitzvah that he's doing is different. It takes on a whole different description. Now he's chayav in doing it. So can you take a part of the mitzvah that was done not as a bar chiyuvah and combine it with the other part of the mitzvah that is being done as a bar chiyuvah and consider it one whole entity, and therefore you can continue with the bracha? Because again, one who did not say the Sfirat HaOmer before, if he forgets one or 2 days, he cannot continue with the bracha. Why? Because he disrupted the retzifut, the tmimot of the Sfirat HaOmer, according to the opinion in the Rishonim that say that it's all one mitzvah. Right? That's why we cannot continue with the bracha. This katan, but he did say the brachot, he did say the sfira, so there is a retzifut, so there is a continuance. Yeah, there is a continuance, but not on the same level. It's not on par with his chiyuv right now. It's a whole different mitzvah that he did till now. That's why Rav Ovadia Yosef holds le'alacha in Shelot Teshuvah Rabbi Omer, and in Chazon Ovadia he says he cannot continue with the bracha. If you say that maybe the boy is going to feel bad, he feels like konsimoto, he feels like we're giving him a penalty. What did I do? I said the Sfirat HaOmer every day till now. So you know what? Tell him, in order to feel better, this is going to be your drashat bar mitzvah. This is going to be your speech. You're going to give a whole shtikel Torah, as they say, a whole pilpul on the Torah, on this sugya, to be meyashev. Why is it that I should not continue with the bracha? He's going to feel, oh, there's a whole pilpul on this. So now he gets excited to continue without a bracha. However, the opinion of Rabbi Ben Zion Abba Shaul in Ol Etzion Chelek Aleph, he says that he can continue with the bracha. It's a famous machloket rishonim. Rav Ovadia takes on all the reayot of Rabbi Ben Zion in Chazon Ovadia. He answers all of them. So the machloket stays a machloket. Those who go like Rav Ovadia, and also safek brachot leakel, you should not continue with the bracha.
This kid is 12, and they made him the bar mitzvah at 12 because one of his parents died. They gave him an early bar mitzvah. Then he gets a kaddish. 12, that the way they do it in Morocco. So now, what happened?
Let me just say one thing. There is no such a thing as the early bar mitzvah. There is an early party of the bar mitzvah. No, so wait, I'm going to explain. There is an early aliyah la Torah. There is an early hanachat tefillin. But early bar mitzvah, meaning that he becomes bar mitzvah earlier, en davar kaze. A boy only becomes bar mitzvah after 13 years and 1 day. This, that the minhag is to make an early celebration, and even hanachat tefillin, and even aliyah la Torah, to honor the, like you said, in honor of the parents, or whatever the case may be, there is such a thing. Aval be'ofen hilchati, of what is the status? Is he gadol or katan? He's still a katan until his bar mitzvah. He's not mitzaref leminyan. No, he's not mitzaref leminyan, and all that. All the halachot of a katan versus a gadol, and therefore the halacha would stay the same in regards to Sfirat HaOmer.